One. Welcome back to Goal Line Stuff, the show where we talk about anything and everything football related. I'm Alex Kurkchiev.
And I'm Michael San Antonio, and boy, do we have a show for you today. Very interesting divisional round. Now we're moving on to the championship games. And in the midst of all of this, I don't know why I said that wrong. It's funny. We have coaches that are being hired around the league. Some very interesting stuff going on. We're mainly going to focus on the playoffs in this episode. We're going to touch on the divisional round games and then touch on our predictions for these upcoming championship games. But before we get to all of that, we will quickly go over the coaches. And I'm going to let you start talking about that, Alex, because I
All
know you're
right,
excited.
so off the top of my head, we've had Antonio Pierce get hired by the Raiders, which was a given.
Yep.
We've had Jim Harbaugh get hired to the Chargers, which I also think was a given. There was so much smoke there. Today, in the last few hours before we recorded this, we've had Dave Canales getting hired by the Panthers and Raheem Morris by the Falcons. We're still waiting on Washington, who's getting Ben Johnson, but he's still in it, of course. And we're still waiting on Seattle, who is a little bit of an unknown, but if I had to guess, they're getting Mike McDonald from the Ravens. Honestly, no real bad hires from there. I don't think any team made any huge mistakes. Raheem Morris is a little iffy considering who else was out there, but I don't hate the hire. He's coached for the team before. He was the interim coach when Dan Quinn got fired a couple years ago. And I think it's a pretty good move.
I like hiring a defensive coach because I think that the Falcons defense is really the star of they're going to be what helps them win. I think if they get a rookie quarterback, if they could get one of the better quarterbacks in this draft, then I think they're set with the defensive minded head coach. I really do.
Do you think they do though?
I hope they do for the sake of the team. I don't know though. I they should go after a quarterback. We'll see. We'll talk about that later. Later on, when we're talking more about draft stuff, I like Harbaugh too, though. Herbert's needed a good coach for a while. Harbaugh deserves another chance in the NFL. I like the pairing. We'll see how they work together, but good hiring there. Definitely a good hiring there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those are all my thoughts. Anything else, Alex, or are we ready to move on?
I'm ready to move on.
Sweet. We'll talk more about coaches. I probably next week, but we'll see. That is definitely on the agenda. That and some off-season talk. But for now, we're still in the playoffs, and we have some big games going on. Before we talk about the game, upcoming games, let's do some rundowns on the games that happened last weekend. First being the Ravens versus the Texans, and this was a very cool game because Lamar Jackson. Obviously, there's all that talk about him in the playoffs. Him, his 1-2 record in the playoffs thus far. 1-3, actually, I believe.
Oh,
Yeah.
1-4 even.
I think it was 1-3 before this game where they won. So now he's 2-3. But still, there was questions. Can Lamar perform in the playoffs? What will CJ Stroud do after a great first playoff game against the Browns, who were supposed to have a great defense? And what we saw was pretty much, I wouldn't say complete dominance because the Texans kept it close up until half. But really, that Ravens defense didn't let Stroud or the Texans do anything offensively. I believe Stroud only had like 170 passing yards. They couldn't run the ball. And it was a non-competitive game once the Ravens offense started clicking. So, yeah, I mean, those are my takeaways. What did you think of it, Alex?
The Texans' offensive line got eaten alive. They scored 3 points as an offense. Their only touchdown of the game was a punt return. And
Yeah.
you could really see the talent disparity there. I think the Texans will go all in on offensive line this year. They do have Cleveland's first round pick, which is in the late teens to early 20s, I would say. Luckily, they didn't trade their own pick, or they did trade their own pick, is what I mean. But I think that it was a year too early for CJ Stroud to be making a deep run. What is lucky for the Texans is that it looks like Bobby Slowik, their offensive coordinator, is going to be coming back next year, and they're
Just
going to have
huge.
staff continuity. So that's going to be really big for CJ Stroud in his second year as they get Tank Dell healthy back, as they get some more linemen, as they get some more pieces on defense. And I think Houston is definitely winning that division next year
I think
based on
it's
what we know now before any offseason moves.
I wouldn't count Jacksonville out yet, just because even though they
I
collapsed.
absolutely would.
I wouldn't. But I
Who's
think
their
Houston
coach and
is
who's their quarterback?
Trevor Lawrence and Doug Peterson. Not terrible. And the thing that, okay, I know you're making a face, Alex, but we could talk about the Jaguars a little bit later. I also want to say the Colts, you can't count the Colts out either with a
Oh,
healthy
yeah,
Anthony
you're right about that
Richardson.
one.
Just yeah, let's pump the brakes on winning next year. But definitely a very impressive year from the Texans, and I really think that they shouldn't be upset with this outcome. You know, they were competitive with the Ravens up until
Yeah.
halftime, really. And even though their offense couldn't do anything, this was definitely a year where they exceeded expectations. So great for the Texans. But the biggest thing for me about this game, like I said, the defense was great. We knew that they would be great. Really, Lamar Jackson stepping up to the plate. Besides like the narrative about him in the playoffs, there's really nothing anymore that you can knock about Lamar and his resume. And then this game pretty much alone has proven that Lamar can perform in the playoffs. We'll see if he'll do it again. But you know, this was a big win for Lamar. Now he's in the AFC Championship game for the first time in his career. And if he can somehow make it to the Super Bowl and maybe win a Super Bowl, then huge for his legacy and his reputation as a quarterback.
That is big. I won't even lie. I was one of those Lamar can't do it in the playoffs guys.
Yeah.
I think the Ravens are winning the Super Bowl.
We'll see. We'll see. I'll talk about my thoughts about that a little bit later. I actually am rooting for the Ravens. So if, you know, I want them to win it all, but I don't know
I'm
if they
Team
will.
Lions.
I don't know. Rooting for the Lions?
All the way.
Interesting. I mean, that would be very poetic of Jared
I
Goff.
mean, come on. You know how much those people have been through?
Yeah. I
The
know.
last time they won that division was in like the 90s.
Yeah.
They deserve it.
They do deserve it. I can't lie. I think most people are rooting for the Ravens and Lions, and then the Lions in the Super Bowl. So, I mean, that's a fair take. Let's move on to this Packers 49ers game because this one was very interesting.
This one
I
hurts
had,
his soul.
yeah, I had the 49ers winning, and I thought it was going to be pretty easy. But as I was watching, and obviously I'm rooting for the Packers as an Eagles fan, and you know, just for the culture, Jordan Love is really good. And so I was like, okay, this game, man. You know, I was like, the Packers are going to win this. You know, watching up until late fourth quarter, the Packers outplayed the Niners. Jordan Love was playing pretty well. It seemed just like things were going the Packers' way. And although it was like a weird game, especially the beginning, things, you know, it was like 6-7 at half or 9-7, whatever the score was at
It
half.
was 6-7.
6-7, yeah, with a missed field goal too. Yeah, that's 6-7. But things really started heating up in the third quarter. Big plays on both sides, a McCaffrey touchdown. And then that big return by Nixon. And,
Yeah.
you know, really exciting game and kind of anticlimactic at the end, I thought, because I thought, you know, chances for
They were
some
going
other
to put
big
together a
plays.
drive.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. The pick, very Brett Favre-esque to end the game.
Yeah.
It's sad to see after such a good, you know, first playoff performance from him, but, yeah, I don't think anybody wanted to see the game go the way it did, except for San Francisco fans. And, you know, Brock Purdy, game-winning drive, but
Yeah, but he played
Niners did not
terrible all
look good
game.
other than that.
No,
They did
I was
not look good.
unimpressed.
Yeah.
And like, listen, I'll push my Brockaganda all the way, but this game did not support it.
Yeah, not at all.
And I got a hot take about next week's game.
Crazy. Niners
We'll
are winning
see.
next week. We'll talk about that later. But I mean, from how they looked, though, if they play this way against the Lions, then yeah, I don't think they will win. They're lucky they won this game.
Granted.
I mean, the Packers played well, but they also, the Niners played bad. Purdy was
Granted,
making bad throws.
it was a rainstorm.
Yeah.
So there is that to keep in mind. Players were slipping all over the place. Brock was having troubles gripping the ball.
Yeah, that
But
glove.
still,
Yeah.
it's the seventh seed. Come on.
The Packers, to be fair, the best seventh seed I've
The
seen.
Packers were playing a lot better than a seventh seed.
Jordan Love is legit. And then the defense kind of stepped up these last two games. Really, like, Packers aren't that bad, or at least they stepped up to the occasion in the playoffs. So,
Yeah.
got to respect it. Same thing with what I said about the Texans. They overachieved this year, and
Yeah.
things are looking bright for both the Packers and Texans. Yeah.
Another team that
Lions
overachieved.
Bucks. You ready to talk about Lions Bucks?
Of course. That's another team that overachieved, the Bucks.
Yeah.
I love what that offense did. I love what the defense did. It was such an exciting game. Like, honestly, I was having a blast. That one screen pass to Rashad White on third and whatever it was, that's one of the best play calls I've seen these playoffs. I like after watching the Eagles all year do nothing against the blitz and just let Jalen Hurts get sacked, watching that screen pass executed perfectly against the blitz was like euphoric.
Yeah.
And Jahmyr Gibbs is special.
He's very
That
good.
dude is a baller. The way he cuts, and he can even run up the middle, and he's not even that big. Like, he's really effective just anywhere, receiving, running up the middle, running outside. I was pretty impressed with the Lions. I mean, their defense is a little sketchy, and it's going to be a tough test against the Niners next week, but they're playing really well right now, and it's going to be a good game, I think.
I personally am not super impressed with the Lions. I think that they've struggled, not struggled. I mean, they've played well offensively both playoff games. Defensively, though, I mean, they've kept it's been very close against two not so good playoff teams, I guess, in their rights. I mean, the Rams were not bad, right? But I think the Bucs are one of the weaker teams in the playoffs. And
Bucks were balling out, dude.
I think if a couple things went differently, I think the Lions could have lost that game. I know you might think
I
differently
agree.
about the Bucks, but I think that I wouldn't say luck, but I think the Lions are the worst team left in the playoffs, and they're riding on a lot of momentum right now. So,
A dangerous
I would
thing.
be shocked if they end up winning next week, based on what I've seen from them all year and these two games. But they're a special team this year, so you never know. You never know with Dan Campbell. They're going to do things their own way. Great run game, and if Jared Goff is slinging it, they could stay in any game. So we'll have to see against the Niners. I wanted to make a mark. I didn't really talk about Dave Canales. I talked about him in the last episode, but yeah, for the Bucks, he's been great this year. I think he's really kept Baker in it. Baker.
Yeah.
Obviously, his career's been downhill recently, but up until this year, I guess. But this year has been special for Baker, for the Bucks offense. Losing him is huge. I don't know if they'll be able to regain that same identity that they had this year, the identity that got them so far in the playoffs. And for the Panthers, just a great hiring. Bryce Young, I don't love him, but I think that at least gives him a shot to maybe have
Yeah.
a much better sophomore season. So,
I agree. Moving on to the last game, Chiefs Bills. I believe I went 4 for 4.
you did. Take your victory lap, Alex.
It's not much of a. There was only one real game to pick, if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
The two
But I
NFC
chose
games ended up
incorrectly,
being
so.
the two NFC games ended up being closer than we expected, but Chiefs Bills was a heartbreaker. There, I listen. I don't think the Bills deserve to win that game at all. I think even if he made the field goal at the end, they still would have lost.
Yeah, for sure.
But oh my God, if you were a Bills fan, can you imagine? What is this, the third straight year they lose to these guys?
This is their third time losing, not straight. They lost to the Bengals last year, but yeah.
That's right. Yeah, they got smoked.
3 out of 4 years, heartbreak to the
That's
Chiefs.
brutal. It's like Malone and Stockton losing to the Bulls every year.
Yeah, it's like Marino losing to Jim Kelly every year, and then Kelly losing in the Super Bowl every year.
They are battered. I feel terrible for Bills fans. I feel terrible for Josh Allen. His receivers were killing him.
Two perfect passes down the field dropped.
Oh,
One by Diggs, too.
I'd be sick.
One by Diggs in his hands. Tough catch, right? But elite
Diggs has
receiver,
been
you have to catch
Houdini.
that if it's in your hands.
Diggs has been Houdini this whole second half of the year. Complete disappearing act. I don't think he comes back, but
He comes back, but
there was some smoke before this year.
I don't know. They're going to do everything they can to keep him because
That.
when the offense is rolling and Diggs is a big part of the offense and things are good, we'll see.
I thought the Bills came out with the perfect game plan against Kansas City. They were running the ball. It was awesome. That fake punt call is one of the stupidest things I've ever witnessed.
Bruh, I was so mad. It's like, what is the rationale behind that? You have a 6'5 beast of a quarterback who could get 5 yards pretty easily just
Right.
chucking through people. Why are you doing a fake to DeMar Hamlin? I get that the cut, like, the punt coverage, they were like, oh, we might be able to exploit this with the amount of people who are there. But, like, come
I
on.
think Chiefs only had 10 guys on the field.
Yeah, and that's probably why they did it, but it's still like, that's not a good call. It's just not.
Oh, it was awful. They got completely bailed out because Andy Reid gave the ball to Mecole Hardman 2 plays in a row in the red zone. Classic
That was
Andy,
also
but
crazy.
that was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Idiotic coaching on both sides from that drive. But, the Chiefs pulled through. Like I expected them to. You could just tell. Buffalo was really injured this year too. And they had like turmoil. Like, I don't know. It wasn't their year to win the Super Bowl.
Well, okay, the thing is, like, Buffalo, this wasn't their best year. Injured, like, they've been so inconsistent. Offense, defense, like, things have been iffy. But I really think with just the way that the league is and the way that Buffalo is playing at their best, they could have won it this year. And their window is closing now. Like, I mean, this like might be one of their last years to possibly win one, because next year the Bengals are healthy again and they're going to be another force. And
Texans come up.
yeah, Texans are emerging. Like, Miami might figure themselves out somehow. I don't know. I just like, I, you know, Herbert and the Chargers are going to emerge likely.
Please.
I know you're shaking your head, but it's possible. Like, I really think that the Bills have wasted a lot of their opportunity to win a Super Bowl. And I really doubt if Josh Allen's going to win one. It stinks, but as good as he's been and as the team has been, it's just disappointment year after year. And it's sad. I wanted the Bills to win for once. I did, you know?
Man, it would be miserable to be a Bills fan.
Yeah. The Chiefs have their number
That's
in the playoffs. They just do. It's.
brutal.
Yeah. I was wrong with my pick, but I mean, it was a close game. And so,
Yeah, it was an awesome game.
yeah.
Every game was awesome except for like the first one. First one was
Yeah. And the
okay.
first one was good at first. And then halftime, just the Ravens
Yeah.
killed him. But, you know.
I'm excited for next week. Chiefs Ravens.
Yeah. Chiefs Ravens, I think, is just a classic. You know, I'm really excited for that one. Lions Niners, not as much, but at the same time, we have differing thoughts on that game. So it could end up being pretty good. We'll see. Let's start talking about these. First Chiefs Ravens, because it's the first one. I don't know why it's not in prime time. I think it's the better game, but you know, NFL has the ways of doing things. So 3 o'clock game, Chiefs Ravens. You have, I think the Ravens have been the best team this year, pretty like
Yeah.
undebatably, like, you know. Regular season, everything, you know, their defense has been so good. Number one in sacks, number one in turnovers. I think number one in points allowed, or yards allowed too. Not maybe not yard. No, yards allowed. Yeah, that's what it is. So they're pretty much first in the main categories for defense. That being said, you're against the Chiefs, who Patrick Mahomes is 13-3 in the playoffs. His two losses have been to Tom Brady, or two of his three
That's
losses have been to Tom
crazy.
Brady. Yeah.
What's the third, Joe Burrow?
Joe Burrow. And guess what? Two of his losses were in overtime. So that's telling you that Mahomes has only lost one game where it hasn't been in overtime. So it's pretty much guaranteed, in my opinion, to be close, unless the Ravens somehow are some worldly team, which I don't know if they are. They're great. Their defense is great, but so is Patrick Mahomes. And this team has
Yeah,
looked a lot better come
I was
playoffs,
just looking at the
last two
game.
games.
I was just looking at the game. The spread is 3.5, which feels very steep to me.
Yeah.
I think this is a field goal game through and through, and I could see either team coming out and winning this game. It's tough to, bet against Patrick Mahomes, but I think that Baltimore is the better team, and Lamar might have overcome and exercised his playoff demons this past week. It's amazing what not having Greg Roman as your coordinator anymore does to you. They actually can throw the ball in the playoffs and run an effective offense. And I think this is the Ravens' year considering the competition. I think whoever wins this game will win the Super Bowl. I wouldn't be shocked to see either team win it. But I do think the Ravens will. Yeah, it's gonna be close. I'm excited. I don't know why that's not the 6:30,
Yeah.
but you know, here we are.
I think the Ravens should be favored because they're the best team this year. Their
I
defense has been
agree.
incredible. They've had trouble against a couple teams this year, but like for the most part, they've been dominant. Lamar's taken a step. The offense has looked pretty good. It's gelled pretty good. So I think the Ravens should be favored in Vegas, but I think the Chiefs are going to win personally. And yeah, I mean, the reason why is I think that too many people are looking at the Ravens defense and saying that, okay, this is the best defense in the league. It's going to be hard for anyone to do anything against them. First off, I think that's tough for me to buy, at least in this case, because the two main reasons the Ravens defense has been so good is turnovers and sacks. And Mahomes is the least sacked quarterback in the league. And I also think that, you know,
Really?
situationally, for the most part, Mahomes is very good at not turning over the ball in bad situations. So to me, I think it's going to be hard for the Ravens to sack and get turnovers against the Chiefs. Really, to me, the key to this game is how good is this Ravens offense going to be? And
And I think
I
very.
don't like the matchups with the Ravens receivers against the Chiefs secondary. I just don't. I mean, Mark Andrews back is huge, and that could be a difference
Yeah.
maker. That could push the edges for me. But with how good Mahomes has performed in the playoffs, I don't think I could doubt him anymore. Like, yeah, the Ravens might be the better team, but I'm taking the better quarterback, maybe the better coach, and the fact that I don't think that this Ravens offense, Lamar is great, but I don't think the receivers and the skill position players are that good. Chiefs defense might actually play pretty well. They've been a top five unit this year. You never know.
Yeah. I mean, I don't blame you. I love what Andy has done with the game plan. He's leaning a lot more on Pacheco in the run game, which is very unlike him. And I think that they're well equipped to come into Baltimore and beat them, but I don't think they will.
I
The
think they
more we
will.
talk about it, the less I'm convinced, but I'm gonna stick with my guns and say Baltimore wins. Although I would take Chiefs plus 3.5. I think that's easy.
And like you said earlier, I think whoever wins this game wins the Super Bowl, in my
Yeah,
opinion.
I think
Like,
these are the two best teams left.
they're the two best teams left, and it's going to be a close one. I'm rooting for the Ravens, but you know, as much as I hate saying it, I really do think the Chiefs are winning another Super Bowl, but even with how rocky they've been this year, before the playoffs, which would be crazy for Mahomes and that whole team. So we'll see what happens. Going to be an interesting game, something to look out for.
Yeah.
Now, Lions 49ers, I'll let you go first.
All right, so in true podcaster fashion, I'm about to be a hot take artist.
Yeah.
Lions are coming out and winning this game.
No, they're not.
I'm probably going to be horribly wrong. They'll lose by 20, but the Niners have not looked their dominant self in a while. And I don't know that they can just flip the switch and turn back into that dominant team that we've seen. I think the Lions are as good as the Packers, if not better. And well, it was a rainstorm there last week, and that's going to affect the way both teams play. I think that the Lions offense has just been humming recently, and the 49ers offense has not. And yes, they do still have Christian McCaffrey. They do still have George Kittle. They do still have Brandon Ayuk. They might not have Debo, but I think that the Lions defense can come around and make one or two big plays, which is all you need the way the offense has been playing. Ifeatu Melifonwu has been balling out recently. Aiden Hutchinson has been on a tear. The whole Lions defense, I mean, they've had some really good moments. And if you can just parlay those couple of big plays into a couple of scores, the way their offense runs, they like to run the clock, and the Niners don't score fast either. I think that we can see this become a ball control game because both offenses play pretty similarly. And I think that we can come out and see the Lions win this grind fest of a game.
It's just not happening.
Also, wait. The spread is 7 points too, which I think is way too high.
I don't. But I mean, okay, I'll touch on a couple for I like the things you said about the Lions defense because I don't think the Lions defense is good at all. And
No.
you know, they got burnt by Baker. They got burnt by Stafford. They've been getting burnt all year, but they have some good players who you mentioned who I think could actually make a pretty big difference in this game, depending on how close and how bad the Niners offense plays in certain moments. So, yeah, I think that they definitely have some really talented players who can make a big difference. But I want to touch on what you said about the Niners not clicking recently. They really haven't played recently. Like, this Packers game is their last game. Like, I mean, okay. Let me try to rephrase what I'm trying to say. They pretty much had two byes before this Packers game
True.
because they'd sat all their starters versus the Rams, pretty
Yeah.
much. And then, they have a bye being the first seed. And so going into this Packers game, it's bad conditions and you're a little rusty. And that's kind of what we saw. Even despite those things, they still won the game. I think another week of practice, you can't really count on this rust being there. And we haven't seen the Niners play bad most of the year. They've had their hiccups, but that's mainly when injuries happen. I think Debo Samuel is going to be healthy this game. We're not sure,
I think
but
he's playing, but
it's
they
looking
might
like
not
he's
have him.
playing. And other than that, like, are there any major injuries? I don't think there are, at least at this point. So to me, healthy Niners team with another week of practice, like I don't see how they're not going to be top of their game. And you might argue top of their game might be iffy against the Lions because the Lions have been hot recently. But to me, the Lions defense isn't that good. They're going to get burnt over the middle with some of these pass plays. No matter how good you are of a defense, McCaffrey's gonna
Toast you.
he's inevitable. McCaffrey's great. So to me, like, Niners are winning offensively there. And defensively, I don't think the Lions are going to be their normal self against this Niners defense. I think it's going to be a tough one. And I actually like the Niners covering that spread. I think they'll at least win by 10 points, probably. So I know we disagree, but to me, this one's a lock. The
Should be
Niners,
a fun
I've been
week.
saying, the Niners are making the Super Bowl with the NFC the way that things are, and it's going to happen to me.
Should be a fun week.
Yeah.
Two different picks.
Two different picks. And it's pretty crazy because the consensus is that it's going to be Ravens Niners. And we're coming on here claiming that we're some, like,
It won't be.
that we know, yeah, that we know what we're talking about. And then it's probably going to be Ravens Niners and we're going to look like idiots. But I mean,
Watch it.
hey, I mean, at least we're not generic. At least we're not taking the 2-1 seeds.
I am Skip Bayless.
Yeah, I'm Stephen A.
Here we go.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it should be fun. I think that there's a lot that we can talk. We're going to talk about after these games because I'm sure we're going to be wrong about some of the things that happen. And no matter how it shapes up, unless it's like Ravens Lions, which would be cool, but I think that would just be a complete blowout because we saw it happen earlier this year. I think that's the only situation where the Super Bowl isn't really fun to watch. It's going to be a fun one. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Any last words, Alex?
Negative.
Okay, yeah, that was a quicker one. We had a lot to talk about, but we got it done quickly, so that's good. And yeah, it's gonna be a fun week. I hope you're excited to watch these games because Alex and I definitely
Pumped.
are. So yeah, stay tuned. Hopefully, I'm right and you're wrong, Alex, but we'll
We
see.
know what the result's gonna be.
What's the result gonna be, Alex?
I'm always right.
You were right. You were 4 for 4, and I was 3 for 4 last round. So you were right last round, but it's my
Just
turn.
saying.
My turn, little baby. Okay, that was awful. Yeah, we're gonna end this before I say something stupid again. Come back next week. Can't wait to see you. Bye bye.